From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Afghanistan is marking a national day of mourning on the day after a bomb attack in Kabul killed at least 80 people and wounded more than 200 others during a peaceful protest rally. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday's deadly attack. An Afghan Interior Ministry statement says three suicide bombers attacked demonstrators. It said one of them detonated his device among the protesters, one mistakenly killed only himself, while a third was shot dead by security forces guarding the rally. The ministry has banned public gatherings and demonstrations for 10 days. A website linked to the Islamic State terror group claimed responsibility for the violence. A statement said the attack was meant to warn Afghanistan's ethnic Hazaras, who are mostly Shiite, to stop joining the Syrian government in its fight against the terror group. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing in Baghdad Sunday that killed at least 12 people. Officials say the blast went off near a checkpoint in a Shiite section of northern Baghdad. The attack wounded about 25 others. IS says it was targeting security personnel in the area. Islamic State has carried out other suicide bombings in Iraq targeting Shiites and security officers. Torrential rains have caused devastating floods in much of China, leaving more than 150 people dead and scores missing. State media said the northern province of Hebei has suffered the worst of the deluge and highest number of casualties, with 114 dead and 111 missing. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Virginia Senator Tim Kaine campaigned together for the first time Saturday, sounding an optimistic message of hope in the future, in contrast to the past week's Republican Party convention, where many speakers warned that the United States is in decline. Clinton introduced Kaine to a crowd of cheering supporters in the state of Florida, saying she and her choice for vice president will offer a very different vision for America, one that calls for building bridges, not walls, a jab at Republican Donald Trump's call for building a wall between the U.S. and Mexico to keep out illegal immigrants. Kaine also criticized Trump.
What does Donald Trump say about these great Americans, these 2 million? He repeatedly calls the American military, quote, a disaster. And just this week, Donald Trump said that as president, he'd consider turning America's back on our decades-old commitments to our allies.
Trump had no campaign appearances Saturday, but spoke out in a series of tweets that appeared to be aimed at dividing Democratic voters, especially over economic issues. German investigators say the teenage gunman who killed 9 people Friday night in the Bavarian state capital of Munich received psychiatric treatment and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. The 18-year-old, identified only as David S., received inpatient treatment in 2015 for 2 months before getting outpatient care, said Thomas Steinkross-Koch, a spokesman for the Munich prosecutor's office. In addition to suffering from depression, the suspect had fears of contact with others, Steinkraus-Koch said at a Sunday news conference. The shooter, who killed himself after the attack, did not target specific people, nor is there evidence that the shootings were politically motivated, according to Steinkraus-Koch. Tens of thousands of Cambodians on Sunday joined the funeral procession of a prominent government critic whose murder earlier this month raised concerns of political violence in the run-up to elections. Khem Lay was assassinated while drinking his morning coffee at a gas station in Phnom Penh 2 weeks ago, sparking a mass outpouring of sorrow, frustration, and fury across Cambodia. Khem Lay was a powerful orator who reached millions through his broadcasts on radio. He founded the Grassroots Democracy Party, an entity in which he refused to take a formal position after it was established. And China's standoff with its neighbors over the South China Sea territorial dispute is expected to be a focus as foreign ministers gather in Laos. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.